And think of the awesomeness of what the blood and body of the Lord Jesus Christ has done when God has declared us to be holy. The same standard that He is Himself, He's made available to His children. Separated, called, chosen, anointed, blessed, favored, empowered. Did I say enabled? Enabled? Yes. Don't look down, look up. Be of good cheer, somebody said. For look what the Lord has done. Well, my spirit just was leaping. I just wanted to signal Kenny over there and say, I want to do Holy Forever again, but I don't control the music. But boy, my spirit wanted to. Because it flowed, you know, and all the words that came afterwards, it's just marvelous. Well, I forewarned you that, with time permitting, we would come back to words, our words teaching, because some are really, really so right on for us. Some, they seem to be a little abrasive, but yet they're not. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from you. That wasn't on my list. It was just one that I just happened to flip to. But it brings to mind our words again. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2. And see if your spirit bears witness that we've experienced this at least once. Somebody have the Amplified version handy?
Yes.
Oh, would you read it, please, Lorraine? Thank you.
I find it.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, Proverbs 6, verse 2.
You are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught in the speech of your mouth.
That's it?
That's it.
That was the Amplified?
Yep.
I guess we better pay heed to that. They didn't need to add much more to it. How true that is. We can create a mess when there isn't any. Little flags. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man. How are we righteous? I can't hear you.
Blood of Jesus.
One more time.
Blood of Jesus.
You hear that, devil? We've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. Don't deny it. Embrace it. So, in the lips, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. And Don used to drill wells as a profession for a while. Tell me about a well, Don. And relate it to this verse. But I think that you might have some wisdom about this verse. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. But think about the well that's within each one of us. I'd like you to think in that line. How deep is the well? What's in the water? What comes out of us when people come to us and they're thirsty and they're looking for a drink of life? We have a wellspring of life on the inside of us. You beaming back there, I see you. When I think of all the contaminants that can get into a water supply. It's like a parable. And when that happens with us, if our well gets contaminated, there's not going to be a lot of life-speaking words that are going to come out. So we have to keep the slate clean. We have to keep a short account when we say things we shouldn't. Because you never know when the phone's going to ring or someone's going to come knocking on your door. And they want some living water. Because they heard that you were one of God's spokespeople and they could come to you for help. They could come for you for a word. So I'm looking at the well in this perspective of the scripture, a wellspring of life. Verse 13, in the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. So you speak good or you get beat. No, not physically, but in the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found. Verse 21, the lips of the righteous feed many. See, there's all kinds of uses of words in the scriptures. And I like to dig them out because they're so often easily overlooked. If you were just trying to read one chapter of Proverbs, there's one for every day of the month. The lips of the righteous feed many. When people come to us and they're hungry, not necessarily for natural food, but the words that we share with each other, the bread of life. But fools die for want of wisdom. You see the contrast. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. In other words, they starve because they're not hungry for the word that you have to give them. And so they suffer. They come up on the short end of the stick every time. If we don't speak rightly. In verse 32, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaks frowardness. Or things that are very contrary to the word of God. But the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. The Holy Spirit gives us the right words. Sometimes I've spoken without asking him and thinking I can just draw on the well inside of me and heard the Holy Spirit say, you should have stirred that water first. I didn't like what came floating to the top. Well, the wicked do that because they don't know any better, the unsaved. They speak what they speak. But that's the contrast. I told you, I actually pray before I go to the bowling alley on Sunday night after being here. And guarding my mouth that I don't speak what they speak. And actually, it's quite a mission field in that regard, because it seems people around here seem to want to get to know you first before they listen to what you have to say. Have you noticed that? It just seems peculiar in our area. And last week, you would have been so proud of my friend Paul. We lost all our games. All of them for that night. And he still had a smile on his face. I could sense his, he just would have just been so angry only a few weeks ago. Because the Spirit of God is working in him. And he's now, and I haven't even talked to him about our words yet. He is now coming to that place where the Spirit of God is speaking to him already. About words. He no longer screams out the Lord's name in vain. That's a plus, because that scared people. He doesn't murmur and complain as much as he did. I can see patience. I can see a lot of changes coming. And I like that because I'm not interested so much in the numbers of people that we have opportunities to speak to. But Jesus said, go and make disciples. And in order to make a disciple of somebody, you have to spend time with them before sometimes they'll open up and let you speak good things into their lives because they have a hard time receiving it. But to make a disciple means to make a disciplined follower of Christ. And our lives have to set an example. And many times we're judged by the words we speak. That's a big part of it. So, you know what is acceptable, but the unsaved, they don't. Whatever they say, they say it. So let this, I know I keep talking about him as an example because he's kind of an in-house person that I can keep a praise report going as I see growth. If you know somebody that just recently got saved, I think you would probably have that same attitude. You'd be excited about following through. You'd be excited about seeing growth from week to week, don't you? You see that. You see that growth, and you get just as excited for them as they are. Maybe more so. Because we remember what they were. We remember what we were. But our words, and we need to be mindful how we respond too. So anyway, now that I've got you all thinking about that, we'll be free to go soon. You go out and put it into practice. Oh my. I just look at, I got a list here a mile long. Can I share this one? This will be a blessing to where you live. Not just in your earth suit, but in your town. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. What are you saying about your town? What are you saying about your state? What are you saying about your nation? But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. See, it doesn't just affect here. It can affect the spiritual atmosphere of an entire city or a state or a geographic area. Words, they're like the Spirit. They go. And there's no distance to how far they'll travel. Somebody told me once it's like going to the top of Mount Washington and slitting open a feathered pillow and watching all the feathers fly out in a wind of 100 miles an hour. And there's no catching those words back. So I'll stop with that because you can bless your town. You can bless your neighborhood. And remember to speak blessings, because if all we speak is the things we see wrong, there's not a lot of hope that things will change other than what you've spoken into existence or maintain it. So I'll leave you with that one. I think that's good as we be headed home in a few minutes. The blessing of the upright. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted or lifted up.
What verse is
it? Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11. Did I say 10? I didn't say anything.
You figured we knew it.
Yeah, it's chapter 11, verse 11. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Verse 11. Chapter 11, verse 11. That's easy to remember now. They're all ones. So just remember to do that from time to time. Bless Bellis Falls. Bless Chester. Bless Springfield. Bless wherever you live. Because you're of the upright, you're of the people that the Lord's talking about, and your words carry power. Amen?